besides the 557 homes and buildings damaged or destroyed, the thing that jumped out the day after the tornado was the bright sunshine. There were no leaves left to offer shade. And there was the sound of chainsaws everywhere. This is Burnett County Sheriff Tim Curtin in an interview the day after the storm.
When I pulled into town last night, I was shocked.
Tim Dahlberg remembers hustling his family to safety.
I thought I heard a freight train coming, so we went downstairs in our split-level house and found a wall with no windows, and we sat down, and within about 5 minutes or so, she was all over. And I walked outside and went, wow.
That F3 tornado was on the ground for 69 minutes as it plowed a 41-mile-long, half-mile-wide swath. It took 2 years for the 1,000 residents to rebuild Siren. Sue Hunter owns the Poorhouse Restaurant, which was destroyed and later rebuilt.
Everything new and bright. We've got a very, very beautiful small little town, very inviting.
Siren Police Chief Chris Sybers was a fireman on duty that night. Now he's proud of what they've done.
It's rebuilt wonderfully. Just about every business has got the log woodsy motif. We've all tried to grasp that back because we had so many beautiful big trees in our community.
On Saturday, the village will commemorate the 10th anniversary of the tornado, sharing stories of that night and the long road back. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.